Russia passes crypto law. Recognizing Bitcoin as property, Russia's State Duma passed a bill on July 21, 2026 that recognizes cryptocurrency as property and legalizes its use in cross-border trade, sending the legislation toward President Putin's signature. The measure, Bill No. 11949-8, titled On Digital Currencies and Digital Rights, cleared its final readings this week and reframes how Russia treats crypto in law. The Bitcoin News Post flagging the vote framed it as Russia beating the United States to a finished framework, though the details are narrower than that headline suggests. The vote landed during a quiet week for prices. Bitcoin traded near $64,528 as of July 25, 2026, up 0.1% over 24 hours, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 35 fear. Legal recognition in one jurisdiction does not move a global market on its own, and this one did not. Property status, not payment freedom. The core change is legal classification. Crypto held by Russian residents is now treated as property, which gives holders standing in bankruptcy proceedings, divorce settlements, and court disputes where digital assets previously sat in a gray zone. That matters for anyone who has watched a legal dispute stall, because a court had no framework for valuing or dividing a wallet balance. The law does not turn crypto into money for everyday use. Russia keeps its ban on digital currencies for domestic payments, and the ruble remains the country's sole legal tender. A resident cannot legally buy groceries or pay rent in Bitcoin inside Russia. The bill draws a hard line between owning crypto as an asset and spending it from your own wallet at a domestic merchant, permitting the first and prohibiting the second. A sanctions workaround built into law, the provision with the most weight is cross-border trade. Russian companies and entrepreneurs can now use cryptocurrencies to settle international transactions, a route around the Western sanctions that have cut much of the country off from SWIFT and correspondent banking. For exporters and importers who have struggled to move money since 2022, legalized crypto settlement is a practical channel, not a theoretical one. This is where the framework gets pointed. Much of that cross-border activity is likely to run through dollar-pegged stablecoins rather than volatile assets, since a trade invoice settled in a stable unit avoids exchange rate swings between shipment and payment. The state is effectively sanctioning a workaround it can license, tax, and watch, rather than leaving the flows entirely offshore. Five license classes under the central bank oversight sits with the Bank of Russia. The law creates five categories of licensed intermediaries: exchanges, brokers, management companies, depositories, and exchangers, each operating under central bank supervision. Domestic banks are barred from sending payments to unlicensed foreign exchanges, a rule aimed at pulling activity onto approved rails. Retail access is capped. Non-qualified investors face an annual purchase limit of 300,000 rubles, roughly $3,800, while qualified investors get higher ceilings near 3 million rubles under separate rules. Most provisions take effect September 1, 2026, with stricter enforcement following on July 1, 2027. That stage rollout gives intermediaries and Russian users a runway before the full rules bite. The comparison with Washington, the Russia beats the U.S. framing rests on timing. Russia has a signed-off structure heading to its president, while the U.S. Clarity Act is still fighting for a Senate floor vote after months of negotiation. On finished legislation, Russia is ahead this week. The comparison breaks down on substance. The U.S. debate is about building an open market with clear rules for issuers and exchanges. Russia's law is closer to a controlled valve. Recognize the asset, license the middlemen, cap the retail buyer, and reserve the useful part, cross-border settlement, mostly for sanctioned trade. Both are regulation. They are solving very different problems.